Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Parents marvel at the way their kids handle technology. You know, I do. My four-year-old knows from YouTube. But anyway, all that Twittering and texting doesn't necessarily prepare them for real life. That's what Sandy Hausman discovered when she covered the opening of a new laundromat on the University of Virginia campus.
Some years ago, when I was working in local television, a program director took me aside to critique the way I'd covered the opening of a fancy new laundromat. If I wanted to make the story more exciting, he said, I should have marched into the place, whipped off my blouse, and tossed it into a dryer. That, he said, would have gotten the viewers' attention. I think he was kidding, but it's probably a good thing that I'm no longer in local TV, and as it happens, laundromats have gotten a lot more interesting while I've been working in public radio. Here at the University of Virginia, for example, washers and dryers are linked to a website called Laundry Alert, so the kids don't have to wait around. From any place on campus, they can check to see if there's a free machine, and if the washers are tied up, they can see the exact time when one will be open. I told freshman Jordan Pridgen about that, and he instantly loved the idea.
Wow, that would be really convenient.
Once kids start their own wash, they can get an email or text message when it's done. Student Stephen Vaccaro doesn't even have to scrounge for change because these washers and dryers accept credit cards.
Swipe the card, punch in the number, and you're good.
But it turns out technology has its limits. About half the kids I talked to, including Rob Mahoney and Samantha Sisiski, had never washed clothes before.
Well, I had to call my mom the first time to make sure I was doing my laundry right, but I mean, I did actually ruin a shirt of mine, so I did have to call her in a panic.
How did you ruin a shirt?
I put a yellow sweater in with a red tie-dye shirt. It didn't end up well.
Your mother didn't make you do the laundry, huh?
Never, no, she didn't.
Why? Don't you think that this is something you guys should be doing at home?
I prefer not to.
And then there were kids like Caleb Doan and Juliana Gutowski who were willing to do laundry, but their parents wouldn't let them.
My dad would sometimes steal it from my room if I didn't get it in time. He's a little bit obsessed with laundry.
If I touched my own laundry, I'd probably mess it up, but my mom would yell at me.
I have no idea why these parents were so protective of their laundry secrets. Maybe in the course of a busy life, doing the wash was an easy way to show their love, to prove their parenthood. I read somewhere that Hillary Clinton would sometimes invade the White House kitchen to scramble an egg for Chelsea. Whatever, these poor kids ended up at college with dirty clothes and not a clue what to do. The high-tech machines offer no help with basic know-how, which is why the company that manages laundry rooms at the University of Virginia actually offers lessons. Kristen Gregory is a spokesman for Caldwell and Gregory.
Students feel that if a half a cup of soap is good, a whole cup is better. And then the students that haven't done laundry, they just don't know. So they'll, you know, mix colors, which is not good, or they'll forget to empty their pockets and then end up exploding a pen in the dryer or chapstick or that type of thing. Laundry is a life skill. We want them to learn it here and not walk around with a lot of pink clothing.
There's even a 24-hour hotline for late-night laundry emergencies, which saves parents from getting those midnight calls about pink clothing. But why would the university offer such laundry luxury? This reporter, who still has her shirt on, would like to know. It turns out that at $3 a load, the management company and the university make a profit on campus laundry, so they'll do whatever they can to keep students from taking their laundry home for the weekend. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Hausman in Charlottesville, Virginia.